August 15th, Blessed Novellon of Faenza, Confessor, Third Order. In the great family of saints, the shoemaker stands next to the king's son, and the penitent who has atoned for the errors of his earlier life may associate with the innocent man who has never lost the grace of God. Born of devout parents at Faenza, Italy, Novellon learned the trade of a shoemaker, but his bad conduct caused great grief, especially to his good mother. He married when he was quite young, and it was hoped that now at least he would change his ways, but he continued in the same bad habits, inflicting still greater pain on his family. His mother, however, prayed inside without ceasing that the good Lord who consoled the widow of Naim by raising her son to life would also raise her son from a spiritual death to a new life. The prayers and tears of the mother did not remain unanswered, because affliction leads to understanding. Almighty God caused Novellon to become seriously ill. The nearness of death opened his eyes. He reflected on his past years. Grace touched his heart, and with bitter tears of true contrition, he vowed that if he recovered, he would lead a penitential life. He also resolved to make a pilgrimage to the tombs of the holy apostles Peter and Paul at Rome, and to the tomb of St. James at Compostela. A few days later, Novellon recovered his health as if by a miracle. He was then only 24 years old, but he remained faithful to his promise even up to an advanced age. From that time on, prayer and work were his daily occupation. Mindful of the words, "Alms purge away sin." He retained only so much of his wages as was necessary for his support, and the remainder he divided among the poor and the sick. In the beginning, his wife, who was somewhat anxious over their temporalities, was much vexed at his generosity. But when she saw the great blessings that attended her husband's charity, she gave full consent. Novellon severely chastised his body for the sins of his past life, and amid great hardships, undertook the pilgrimage he had promised to make. He made several trips to Compostela. After giving the most edifying example of penance and every other virtue for a space of 56 years, he died peacefully in the Lord in 1280. God glorified him in life and in death by miracles. With the approval of the Pope, his native town celebrates his feast, and shoemakers have chosen him for their special patron. On the thoughts of death. The nearness of death, which Novellon felt, together with the graces of God, worked a marvelous conversion in him. Death actually came many years later, but it was a blessing for him that he had looked death in the face when he was yet a young man. At present, you do not feel that death is approaching. Perhaps you are enjoying the power and fullness of life. Yet it may be that the pall will cover you before the snowflakes cover the earth. You know not the day nor the hour. Often reflect on this truth and ask yourself whether your conduct at present would in no way disturb you if you were now to meet death. Consider that the thought of death not only caused Novellon to turn from the path of sin, but also to renounce temporal goods and to do much good. The thought ought to produce the same effects in you. Arrange your temporal affairs and make your will, if you have an estate, so that if death comes upon you suddenly, you will not be the cause of dissension. Do not think of heaping up further treasures, but set your mind on doing good and heaping up heavenly treasures that you can take with you to eternity. Their works follow them. Have you given serious thought to these matters in the past? If not, let me address you the words, "Memento mori," remember that you must die. Consider a third benefit which the thought of death produced in blessed Novellon. Having indulged in sensual pleasures, he now led a very mortified life. In the past, he had gone after wicked amusements. Now he found his pleasures in pilgrimages, in going to church, in visiting the poor sick. Should the thought of death not work a similar change in us? Why pamper the body when we reflect that we are only preparing more food for the worms? With the thought of death in mind, who would not rather undertake a pious errand than pursue sensual pleasure? It is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for in that we are put in mind of the end of all, and the living one thinks what is to come. Often, especially at night, when you are about to take your rest, think on death, which no one can escape, so that when it comes, you can go into eternal peace. Prayer of the Church. Almighty and merciful God, who bestowest on mankind both the remedies of health and the gifts of life everlasting, look mercifully upon us, thy servants, and refresh the souls which thou hast made, so that at the hour of their going forth, they may be found worthy to be born to thee, their Maker, free from all stain of sin, by the hands of the holy angels, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.